On the wrong side of Tinseltown, only BFM's man on the street knows where to go for the real scoop. It's Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.
Good morning.
Good morning, how are you?
I'm great, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. It's been raining here for like 24 hours, which always feels significant and weird.
Yeah, it's actually been raining here as well, a lot. So that's not so significant.
Good.
It's quite normal.
The Golden Globe nominees were announced this morning.
Yes.
And always kind of a mixed bag, this one. I was bummed that they predominantly overlooked First Man, which I thought was one of the best films of the year.
No, that was one of your favourites, wasn't it?
Yeah, but they did give two acting nominations to a film that comes out today, yesterday in New Zealand, called Can You Ever Forgive Me? Which is a true story about a woman who in the 90s, she was a writer, a journalist, and novelist who was struggling to find work, and so she started forging letters by famous literary figures, which can command top dollar. The woman's played by Melissa McCarthy, and it's a really, really good film. And there's something, half the film takes place in used bookstores, which I just think are a wonderful place to set things.
Yeah.
And Melissa McCarthy's really good, and Richard E. Grant has also been nominated, who plays her friend, and he is so good in this. It's kind of like a reminder of what's so great about Richard E. Grant. Are you familiar with this actor?
No, not Richie Grant, but I'm familiar with Melissa McCarthy. Is it funny? Because she's typically a comedic actor.
It's more of a drama, but
yeah.
The film is funny.
Yeah.
It's quite dark. Richard E. Grant is someone you probably recognise. He gave a legendary performance in a film called Withnail and I about 30 years ago, and his character in Can You Ever Forgive Me is a raging alcoholic. And he could almost be his character from Withnail and I 30 years later, which is kind of awesome.
Yeah. I haven't actually seen Withnail and I. Maybe I'll have to watch it.
It's a classic. We love that film in New Zealand. It's about two actors getting drunk in the country, basically. Can You Ever Forgive Me is out. Also out is Michael Moore's new documentary, Fahrenheit 11/9, which is all about Donald Trump.
Oh, yeah, I've seen
I have watched this.
Oh, have you?
Yeah, and it's I'm a big Michael Moore fan, going back to Roger and Me and the TV Nation days.
Mm.
I think he still has something to offer, even though the media at large has sort of followed in his path in the way he addresses contemporary issues. And his style, you know, so his films aren't as unique as they used to be, but he's still funny, he still knows how to put something together, and there's still something quite cathartic about watching this film. Just seeing a kind of a summation of the last few years is quite entertaining, but there's nothing here that we probably didn't already know, or it's not really probably going to convince anyone of anything. But I enjoyed it. I thought it was worth watching. Also out this week is the new Peter Jackson epic Mortal Engines, which he didn't direct, but he produced and wrote. I interviewed all the principals for this, but when I did that, they hadn't finished, the film wasn't quite finished yet, so I only saw the first half an hour. So I haven't seen it, although I believe they have had press screenings in New Zealand for it. So I really liked what I saw of the first 30 minutes.
What's it about?
I
haven't seen much about that coming out.
It's set in the distant future when humanity lives in big mobile cities that consume other cities for their resources. Literally, like they traverse the wasteland and swallow up smaller cities.
Yeah.
So it's kind of, crazy high concept future fantasy
dystopian
thing.
Yeah.
And I liked it.
Yeah.
The first half an hour, at least. The Alfonso Cuarón film Roma is playing in New Zealand theatres from today. This is a Netflix film that is going to be front and centre.
It's a Netflix
Oscar
film,
season, but they're giving it a theatrical run.
Ah.
People can see it on the big screen.
Yeah.
But it's a very personal film for Alfonso Cuarón, who's an amazing Mexican director. And so, yeah, it's a big week for movies.
Yeah, it's lots to see.
In the rain.
Lots to see. Well, good thing it's raining over there, and it was here. But I think we're in for some nice weather coming up. But still,
oh, that's good.
Still go and see these great films, I say.
Yes.
Great. Well, thank you very much for that this morning, and we might see you very soon.
Yes. Cheers. Talk to you soon.
Bye.
You'll be listening to Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.